Well, hello and good morning. Welcome to Mornings with a Stranger, episode 35. Thank you so much for listening today and every other day that you are listening. And to those of you who have subscribed on iTunes, thank you very much for that as well. Just a note before we begin, just in case you have interest in past episodes, and if you're looking on iTunes and you see some missing, if you do subscribe, you will find them, or should find all of them, in your feed. So check it out. Today I want to continue the topic that I mentioned but really didn't talk about at all, is the book Grit I'm reading by Angela Duckworth, which just calls out a lot of really interesting stuff that I think is fascinating to sort of explore in our own society. So she talks about many things, but for instance, talent, genius, skill, effort, and achievement. And kind of thinking about what the differences are, we praise talent. It's what we can see. It's a marker, in a sense, that we have to go on. And this is a combination of her stuff and my stuff, just so we're really clear. I'm not verbatim speaking the book. I'm throwing my stuff in with her stuff. But we look at talent, and like I said, it's something that we can see, and the outward effect of something. But she brings up the point that we kind of get distracted by talent, and the effort that goes into something can get lost. We praise somebody for the great talent that they do have, and when somebody has put in a ton of effort, so some people, talent comes easy. You know, we call them a genius, and genius comes easy. And so we might praise all of those things that people do that come really easy to them, and then certainly talent is born also for many people out of really hard work. The whole 10,000 hours of constantly pounding on your craft to get that talent to where it actually is versus having it come easy. And there's nothing wrong with having talent come easy, or genius come easy, or whatever you choose to call various things. But it is an interesting thing that we sort of are then sometimes not praising the hard work that it has taken, or recognizing the hard work that it has taken somebody to get the skill that they do have and that they have attained. And then there's this whole concept about achievement, which is also very interesting. One of the points that is made in there is somebody is being talked about how they didn't make it into schools, particular schools. They didn't do well on particular tests, some of the tests that get you into whatever school they're trying to get into. But they had done all these other things, and they had all these really good achievements. But the achievements didn't really count for anything because they didn't pass the tests. They didn't do well on the tests, which is, I think, kind of fascinating and interesting. And I've certainly seen that in life of people that I've known who can actually do the work, but they don't necessarily pass the tests. And sometimes the tests are related exactly, and sometimes they're not. So, of course, the question then sometimes comes, are we testing the right things, and are we testing appropriately? And some people would say, well, if you just can't pass the test, you clearly don't know the knowledge. But again, a college entrance exam might be different in certain ways than the actual thing that you are looking to do or achieve and maybe already accomplished. And I think of, and I know this is sort of sidestepping even farther away, and it's not a test as such, but I think of human resources and how we, when people are creating, if somebody will qualify for a job, you have all these little benchmarks. And then, well, if you don't make that, we get to throw your resume out. And I know it's a way to weed people out, but it also definitely leaves a lot of people out who totally have qualifications, but maybe they don't meet the people who, well, I'm sorry, you don't have a bachelor's degree, even though you've been doing this work for years, you don't meet the criteria. So sorry, too bad for you, kind of thing. And back to my kind of original thought process when it comes to talent and achievement and all of those things and working hard for it, I can't help but think of some of the television shows, things like America's Got Talent or all of those types of shows where many of these people who are on them, they have worked for a long time at their craft, some not so much, undoubtedly. And it's that instant rise and that opportunity that I just think it's interesting sometimes to see when somebody comes in from, say, American Idol, And you don't know always their history. I mean, some of these people, like, say, Chris Daughtry comes to mind, and I can't think of other people who really, they have been working, and they're taking this opportunity to take the next step, but they have been really paying their dues. And then there's other people who really haven't, and all of a sudden they rise to fame. You know, all of a sudden they sort of get all this huge credit very quickly in their career that other people have had to work and achieve, taking them a good chunk of their career and the consistent hard work to actually achieve. And we live in a culture too where fame is, we consider that its own achievement. I think of how many times somebody will talk about a particular person or whatever and say, well, they're really famous. And it's like, okay, they're really famous or they're really good at what they do. What does it matter? Do I care about their fame? Like, if my goal is to get famous, then maybe I need to look at them. And that is not to say they don't have some things to offer, because if you are even just trying to get recognized for skills that you do have, maybe there is something there. But you could think of the people that have risen out of sort of nothing. And I'm thinking of the Kardashians is probably one really good example. Paris Hilton might be another good example. And then I know there are a ton out there, some reality stars who happen to have just get the right thing at the right time. And again, that's always great for many of us to have that right thing hit at the right time. But we praise fame for nothing. We don't always add in the effort. Yes, they have a really busy touring schedule, but what did they do to earn that busy touring schedule, or whatever the case might be? And we in our country, you know, beauty is a huge thing. That's all you need sometimes to get where you're going. I mean, no offense to Britney Spears, but she is one example of a person who, is she talented? Yeah, she certainly can dance and she can sing, but it's a different talent than, say, Sarah Brightman or some of these other folks who have trained their entire life and still feel like they haven't really quite gotten it. And she's cute. And you cannot tell me that if she was not cute, that she would have made it as far as she is. And to be fair, I own Britney Spears' albums. I do like her stuff, but I put her on a different level than I put, say, Barbara Streisand. And I'm always fascinated that people will say, like, Celine Dion has no talent. It's like, okay, the woman can sing. You can't argue that. I don't know how. You may not like what she does. You may not like her voice. You may not like the songs she sings, but she can sing. I hear those things get co-mingled sometimes and it makes me a little crazy. There is a video called America the Beautiful that was out years and years ago. And there's an extra on that DVD that I just thought was interesting. It's a guy, and I haven't watched this for a really long time, and I think he's from Australia. And he's a model. And he was a model in Australia, and he's a model here. And he was talking about the difference in how America is. He was just like, he couldn't believe all that was given to him because he had a good body and was attractive. That he was just, the praise that was laid on him. And he's like, it has nothing to do with who I am. It has nothing to do with the work I've done. It has nothing to do with my personality, intelligence, the good human that I want to be, etc. It's been a long time. I don't remember his exact words. But but basically, it's a really solid point. We are willing to give people so much when they're attractive. And that is just an innate thing, right? Or maybe it is, you know, how to wear your hair, put the right makeup on, or whatever, but probably in this guy's case, a little less so. And that isn't to say that we should only look at effort. If somebody is doing something for 20 years and they still aren't producing something good quality or whatever the case may be, great effort. Thank you for your perseverance. That is amazing. But depending on the situation, I suppose, but it's like, okay, but it's still not a good product, or it's still not what we want, or whatever the case may be. I don't know that we should only look at effort either. I don't know that that makes sense. But having a little bit more of an understanding or thinking about the words we use when we're praising people, I'm thinking of the times when a kid does a really good job on something that they kind of innately did really well. And we're like, oh my gosh, you're amazing. It's beautiful. This thing you've drawn or whatever. And then you've got another kid who is really trying and consistent and making the effort and trying to learn, and they kind of get brushed off. It's like, oh, good effort. And it's the continued effort of that kid that will, if they love to draw but they're not great at it, it's of course that effort that may eventually have the effort kid moving above and beyond the innate talented kid. Now, it depends if the innate talented kid can continue to grow and wants to continue to grow instead of just, and maybe it makes sense to just continue doing what you're doing and being great. I mean, people do that all the time. They can do it. They do what they do. Everything is great and fine. They're not necessarily improving the craft, but they are continuing their good craft. And then you've got the effort person who maybe eventually, if they stick with it long enough and have enough passion to hang in there, they hang in there and then they surpass, but it's maybe a little bit more work for them along the way. So what's the takeaway? I don't know. I mean, it is just that kind of awareness about what we say and what we think and what we praise, and perhaps could be very beneficial in looking at kids. And again, how we praise the kid who's innately talented, but sometimes shove the kid aside who is really trying. And how many kids don't They get that message. Oh, all I have is good effort. I mean, think of the tone. Oh, good effort. If you're using that tone, and if you are telling them honestly, hey, man, this is a really good effort, and here, let me think about this or whatever, it's a totally different tone. But that's sometimes not what I see handed to kids. The dismissiveness of them so they can go back and praise the good kid. I'm totally guilty of it myself, I'm sure. Just that awareness. And again, as we think of not just kids, but adults, and who are we praising for what they do? And are we praising them because they're famous, or are we praising them because they do good work and have put effort into it? And I'm not sure always what the right thing is and what's always appropriate, but an aspect of our culture that sometimes gets carried away, maybe the wrong direction. So there you go. That is it for today. That's a lot, actually, as I look at my timer. thank you again for listening. Facebook can be found at Mornings with a Stranger, the at sign, Mornings with a Stranger, no space. iTunes, check out Mornings with a Stranger. Again, subscribe. Feel free to leave a review. That would be fantastic. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes or contact by Facebook as well. Be interested to hear from you. Have a wonderful morning and the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.